Chapter 1. A Rainy Day. "Come to the table, Benji," Mom said, as she set a platter of crisp, curly, fried bacon on the table. Benji turned away from the window. He had hoped with all his might that the rain would be over by the time they had done the chores. Now the chores were done, and it was still drizzling. The sky was overcast with gray, dismal-looking clouds. No doubt it would rain all day. Sighing deeply, Benji shuffled to the table. "You look as gloomy as the weather," Ray remarked as Benji sat down. Quietly, Dad motioned for everyone to bow their heads for the blessing. Then Dad passed a plate of hot biscuits. Even the good breakfast did not cheer up Benji. He scowled at his well-filled plate. "These biscuits are good," Dad said as he reached for another one. "I used the recipe for the buttermilk biscuits." Mom was very modest about her baking ability. If something was good, it was because it was a good recipe, and not because she had made it. "Likely you and Enos can get together another day." Mom looked at Benji and smiled cheerfully. "Yes, Benji, it's a part of growing up. You'll find, as you grow older, that you will often have to change your plans." Dad took a bite of biscuit and strawberry jam. He studied Benji's downcast face. "Maybe." Dad took a sip of water. "Maybe you don't have enough work to do. Lately, you boys have been having more spare time, going fishing and working on your treehouse, tramping around in the woods. Maybe that is what is wrong. You have too much idle time, then when your plans don't work out, you feel upset. I wonder if you don't need more work," Dad concluded. Benji looked up, alarmed. What jobs was Dad going to give him? He did not want to grow up being a shiftless, lazy man. Sometimes when they went to town, they would pass Old Man Carver. No one seemed to know what his whole name was. He was always Old Man Carver. He lived in a little shack at the edge of town, on the other side of the railroad tracks.
"Yes, Old Man Carver lives from hand to mouth,"
the feed man remarked one day when they stopped in his store for calf feed. Benji meant to ask Dad what that meant, but he forgot.
"Dad, what does from hand to mouth mean?" Benji asked,
quite forgetting that he had been feeling disappointed and gloomy. Dad looked at Benji in surprise. Then he remembered.
"You mean what the feed man said about Carver?"
"Yes. Does it mean he eats from hand to mouth?"
Benji frowned, puzzled.
"We all eat from our hands to our mouth."